making radio great again. It's time.
Now, does anybody know where we get those hats? Did we order them somewhere?
America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Karen DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our guest this hour is PJ Crowley, the former Assistant Secretary of State under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton under President Barack Obama. PJ has a fascinating new book out. It's called Redline. It details American foreign policy over the past 25 years or so and where we are going next. This is going to be a fascinating time in terms of American foreign policy. There is a complete reset. Where is the focus? Where are we going? And it is a fascinating conversation with PJ Crowley. We'll talk about ISIS. We'll talk about Iraq. We will talk about many things that really need to be discussed at this point in time. And then it'll be time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Moonlight. And then Adam Walsky with another edition of Sports in Focus. Adam will wax poetic about the Houston Astrodome, the former eighth wonder of the world. It sits there empty, and the world will see it when they go to Houston for the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, but they won't go in there. They'll go into the fancy schmancy place right next door. Then costs to raise a child. Kara and I will have the story as to how expensive it really, truly is. If you are a parent like myself, you understand that completely. If you are not a parent, you may never want to have kids after hearing this story, so stay tuned. We start things off this week with, it is finally over. The inauguration of Donald J. Trump as president has passed, and the new administration, the new age, has begun. And what a ramp up it was in terms of our political discourse from the moments after the election was decided back in November until for this past Friday at 12:01 p.m. I have never seen a nastier time in American politics. I've never seen so many people become involved in the political discourse in this country, namely the entertainment industry. It is a much different time now in this country. And I got the feeling, I don't know if you feel the same way, that when the election first took place, it was, all right, some people were happy. Other people were sad. They were sad because their candidate lost and because Trump won. To me, it seems that as we went from November into December and through the holidays and then into January, it became much more, we're not upset that Trump won. We're simply upset that our side lost and that our views are not going to be pursued by the new administration. Well, there is a winner and a loser in every election, and then you suck it up and you move on. It really seemed to become more of our ideas and our side did not win, rather than we're upset that Trump won. And that's not good. This was a contentious election on many different levels, but not the most contentious election we've had even in our recent memory. Go back 16 years, 2000, Bush v. Gore. That ended up in the U.S. Supreme Court. We learned what a hanging chad was. We had the Florida Supreme Court dragged into this. We were doing recounts that were stopped and started and everything again. That is a contentious election, and if you came out on the short end of the stick there because of the Supreme Court, you were very upset. And you know what? You really had a right to be very, very upset. But when all was said and done, and when the world or when the nation gathered on the Capitol steps on January 20th, everyone came together and accepted what was going on. Did we see that this time? Of course not. You had people backing out left and right, entertainers for some reason trying to involve themselves. Oh, I am not going to perform there. Who cares? You know, do you really care who sings at the inauguration? What it comes down to is we are now upset that we simply lost an election. So because of social media and other venues that allow us to just vent 24/7 and 140 characters over and over and over again and Facebook and everything else, it never ends. At some point, we do have to move on. And if you're upset that your candidate lost, make sure next time your candidate wins. It's the way it works, and it's the way it always has. And for good or bad, it's the way it's always going to be. Stay with us. PJ Crowley is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Hey, stupid! Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart. Virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Let's work to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.